Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg for the local news department. I'm Joe Vicknicki. This is Campus Connection, and we're joined in the studio today by Sarah Holmgren, who can't hear anything out of her earphones. There we go. Is it better?
Yeah.
Cheryl File and high school principal Rick Dormer.
Hello.
Welcome to you all.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in talking about tonight's school board meeting and the agenda. It unfortunately won't be on our airwaves live, so people have to turn out and see the meeting because we can't get a good signal out of that high school library. But we're going to talk about it now and brief people on what the agenda looks like and what you'll be talking about. Rick, one of the items is going to be the Ocean Science Bowl team and
sure.
a possible elective credit for that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Joni Johnson there teaches our life science in the high school, and she has been honestly plugging probably for about a year and a half now. She leads that team, and it's a group of about 14 kids. You know, when we get everybody there for a couple teams, and the work that they do, the science work. You know, I'm a science guy myself from my old life. And they really do some high-level stuff, and she recognized that other schools, you know, Juno's a real powerhouse in the National Ocean Science Bowl community, and their kids are able, they actually have their own class there, so they're able to get credit just for the work they do. And so we're going to just kind of bring it before the school board and say, hey, our kids are doing high-level stuff. They present it to an audience that includes several professors from around Alaska as well as other teachers. They answer some really hard questions, and the time commitment, the research paper, all of it is probably even more than what we're looking at, but it'll just be a 0.5 elective credit. So that's one of the clarifications is we're not going to say, well, if you're on the Ocean Science Bowl, you don't have to take biology. Certainly that's not what we're looking for. But just to really recognize the kids and maybe even inspire some more kids to get out, recognize they can get some credits that way.
Great. Okay, great. They've done some impressive work in the past on those research papers. You're talking about local issues and future fisheries and that kind of thing. Sarah or Cheryl, any thoughts on this? You think it's a good idea to offer some credit for that work?
I do. They're doing an outstanding job. They do, like Rick said, they do all that research and their paper. Why not offer them a half a credit?
Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm fully in support of that, recognizing how much background extra work that they do. And often, sometimes, maybe it's even more in-depth on a specific subject matter than what they would do in their own class. And I would hate for them to not get credit for all that extra work that they do.
Okay. And I think you'll be deciding on that tonight. You have a
mm-hmm.
vote on
yes.
that. Okay. Also tonight, you'll be hearing from Northern Nights Theater, the Compass Theater Group, and ongoing operations there. Any new news out of that group that you know of, or you're just going to wait and see what you hear from them?
I don't know anything what they're going to be presenting, except for I have been to the movie since the digital once they transferred over, and it was a big difference.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and I was pretty excited for them because I was a little worried for the community that we weren't going to make the deadline, but we did. They did. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what they're updating, unless you know Mr. Dormer.
Yeah, I was able to sit in last night on their meeting, and I'll tell you more about the reason why, but just cool to see, again, just to give thanks to the Northern Knights and the board there and the people that lead it, because it's a majority of students, which is neat for them, and they're running Robert's Rules of Orders, which is, you know, just a great life skill, and the kids are really involved in decisions, and it's, you know, it's financial, but it's also how do we advertise and talking about selling. I mean, it's marketing, and there's so many things that the kids do. It's neat, and that all, you know, a lot of these students came in on a holiday, which is pretty neat for the board meeting, so.
That's cool.
Good program.
All right, great. Also tonight, the board has a resignation for the end of the year for a longtime English teacher, Sue Harden.
Oh, so sad. But we, you know, they eventually do retire,
yeah.
and we're happy for her since she's ready to. I think so. But it's sad to see her go, since she's such an amazing teacher.
She is just outstanding. Yeah, and she obviously deserves it. Congratulations to her. But of course the community be a little bit sad, and we'll lose just an outstanding educator, and all that Spanish she's got, hopefully she'll get a chance to use that in some tropical locations now.
Rick, do you know what plans are for replacing or filling that function?
Somewhat, not 100%. You know, obviously we look at budget concerns and try to make big picture decisions, so it's not for sure. We know that Jill Lenhart has been teaching in the high school and is a language arts teacher and also an outstanding teacher, and we know that she will assist in picking up some of the slack. We know that Joni Johnson will help with a little bit with her Spanish, and then we just got to decide when we look at the budget, you know, is it a position we can replace? We haven't made that decision yet.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on that? Also, we also have a book review. You're continuing your discussion of Reign of Error, that book. Has everyone got through that book at this point?
No.
No, Cheryl, you're still working on
it? Our goal was to get to chapter 17. It's been actually a pretty interesting book. I would recommend people read it. Although it becomes pretty obvious the author has a very clear vision and bias and agenda. But I think what she points out is the errors of almost chronic testing and determining the success of students as well as teachers, and then also the push to tie teacher salaries to children's success on a test. And that's a dangerous slippery slope, because then you can get a kid, you have no idea what's going on at home. You're dealing with kids in some cases that don't get enough to eat. They see traumatic things at home, and then they come to school and are expected to perform at a kid that has a nice, warm, comfortable environment, supportive environment, and you're expecting them both to perform, and then you're going to tie the teacher's salary to it. It's not something, it's a dangerous slope, and she points out many top government officials are headed that way, which is quite scary. So we've only gotten through half of it, or I have, but it's pretty interesting read.
You just wanted to have this as an ongoing discussion,
I
just kind of
so.
Keep in
I mean,
mind
we don't have much control locally. Fortunately, Alaska still seems to let the local school boards help make some of those determinations. But I think, we don't. She also doesn't say do away with any testing, because it does help teachers and administrators figure out where are our gaps or where can we help this student not, and so forth. But I think it's just a danger. It's kind of one of those, the culture of education is to moving towards so much testing and then tying that salary to the success of students, which is difficult.
Interesting the timing on this, just mm-hmm. that Councillor Etchen and I just testified, if people are following the legislative, and there's a bill there to get rid of the high school graduate qualifying exam, which is required by all students to pass before we can give them mm-hmm. a diploma, despite whatever requirements they may meet for the school district. So, and we're against it as a school district, of course. I don't believe a high stakes test determines whether a kid is ready for a college and career, or, the world beyond high school. So mm-hmm. interesting that this read comes up, just so that's kind of been a hot topic there in the state of Alaska.
There's a lot of hot school topics right now in the state mm-hmm. legislature. We just heard about that rally in Juneau for against school vouchers and public funding for private education, and a lot of other hot button topics. Anything you're keeping an eye on in the state capitol?
Well, that Reign of Air book also does talk about the vouchers and privatizing school, and a lot of these companies put the money in because that's what they want, but it's going more towards privatization. And to me, I was reading it, and all I could see is because they're going to make money. And then they don't have to have certified teachers. They can hire anybody they want. And that's their idea. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of it's a very interesting book.
Okay. All right. Also, tonight, I think we covered some of the biggest ones. Rick, any upcoming big dates or anything to let people know about from the high school perspective or middle school perspective?
There's a ton of stuff this weekend, with even the community with the Wearable Arts is coming. And that afternoon game, we're hosting Sitka here for boys basketball. The girls are leaving tonight, and they're going to go up to Sitka and do their run of Sitka and Edgecombe. But we're hosting the boys, and then Saturday afternoon games move so that we're not conflicting with the high school play and the Wearable Art. But also, if people can come out that afternoon, it's also going to be senior recognition for cheer, for band, and for the boys' basketball team. So that's great to recognize kids have put in a lot of time and been entertaining the public and supporting the school for several years.
Last chance to see them at home before the regional meet or regional tournament, which is not too far away.
That's right, coming up fast.
All right. And other than that, on the long-term horizon, spring break is a couple weeks off still. So
and parent conferences right before that, yes.
Okay. All right. School board members, anything else on your end? I should ask, too, with the superintendent replacement search process, any news to talk out of that process and where we are?
I don't think we can say much now because I'm not sure it is even closed.
Okay. It closes on the 24th.
Yeah, the 24th. So until then we start looking at the applicants. We're very pleased that Rob is willing to help us. Help us through the process instead of having to hire it out like we did last time when we found Rob, and we're feeling pretty confident that he'll be able to help us. We're just hoping we get the right applicants to fill his very big shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice just because not only does he know Petersburg from his time here, but then he's really been so involved in the state as a whole, not just folks on Petersburg, but has served on some boards. And so he also knows, hopefully, I haven't heard yet, but hopefully some of the candidates, he'll know and have interacted with them and have a little more personal than us just looking at a piece of paper trying to say, is this what Petersburg needs?
And we should say he's not here because...
He's at ASTE, right?
Is he ASTE
almost
now?
He's transitioning. Okay. He went to Tennessee to receive his superintendent of the year nationally. And then he's slowly getting back to Anchorage for the ASTE,
which is the
Alaska Society for Technology and Education. So him and Mr. John Kuhlplainer. And then several of our teachers will be presenting. We're getting to that level there, and I really appreciate the superintendent saying, hey, we're just doing such great things and are growing. We really want to share our skills with the state, and they're more than happy to have us up there, which is also very nice. I hope I didn't sound conceited there, but we're just doing great things. Our teachers know a lot, so they're going to teach other teachers about how to use technology in the classroom, which is fantastic. Chris Akana, Joanne Day, Debbie Tice, might be some elementary teachers. I'm sorry if I left them off, but yeah.
What student is a student presenting up there? I can't remember.
Oh, we have a student on Tuesday morning. You've probably announced this as well, that P.K. Bunier.
Okay.
And his father going up, and he's receiving, I can't remember the exact award, but it's a state Technology Educational Student of the Year Award.
For
and,
the video that he made flying over Petersburg.
Yeah, what's it called? Walk to School. Which is cool. Cool. He's such a wonderful kid. So that'll be fun. And we're actually going to broadcast it in our schools, just him receiving the award there. And it'll be cool because Mr. KP will be with him. Dr. Thomason will be up there too, so they can kind of be with him and just really make it. I mean, it's about PK, but also just about the great things Petersburg School District and Petersburg has supported us to do. So it's neat.
Tuesday morning. All right. Sounds good. Yep. Anything else we missed from a school board standpoint for tonight's meeting or other issues coming up?
No.
Sarah or Cheryl? Nope.
Not a whole lot on the agenda.
Okay.
Getting rid of an old mat.
It's going to go fast.
Yeah.
What is that, a 30-year-old wrestling mat?
Yeah. At least.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty. Might be older than some of our teachers.
Wearable art. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everyone, for
coming in.
And if you want to hear the school board meeting, you have to turn out tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. Oh, I should mention, too, student recognition right before that, 6:30 in the high school library as well for a bunch of the winter and fall activities, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, a lot of wrestlers, some middle school kids, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. 7 o'clock for the regular school board meeting in the high school library. Coming up next, we have Ross Nanook III and Street Beat Music.